Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Giants Talk Podcast. I am your host, GT. Going to be a short show today. Not too much I'm going to be able to talk about. Unfortunately, the Giants game that went down in London, unfortunately, unable to watch most of it due to connectivity problems. The Giants do pull off a victory. Very ugly, very sloppy victory. 17-10 over the Rams in London Sunday morning. Going to touch on that first. I will get to the Josh Brown things in a moment. Once again, another very sloppy performance by the offensive line. Very unacceptable. No rushing game. Exactly the same number of yards that they got last week. About 38 yards on the ground. Did score one touchdown on the goal line. That was a bit of an aberration, but still unacceptable. Rashad Jennings is just not getting it done. When they give him the ball, I think it is time to bring in Orleans Darkwa, give some of these other guys a chance, because it's not working now. They just don't have it. Eli Manning, very ineffective. Not sure what happened. The receivers just seem to be completely lost. That offense has just disappeared on the field. It's just not there. Managing only 10 points on a rather banged-up Rams secondary. It should have been a field day for Odell Beckham Jr. and company. Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham Jr., they should have, between the two of them, they should have had, you know, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 300-plus yards. They did not. If I remember correctly, they only had, I don't think they even made 300 yards total in passing. A very uninspired performance by the offense in this game. Moving to the defense, better. Obviously, the takeaway, the Landon Collins pick six was great. I mean, four interceptions overall. It's great to see that happen. Unfortunately, I think that's more a product of the Rams quarterback, who unfortunately his name escapes me at the moment, being a little bit inept. More than the defense actually stepping up. DRC had two interceptions, both in the end zone. The last one to seal the game, with what appeared to be just a total misunderstanding of the route that was supposed to be run between the receiver and the quarterback. It was just not even close. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie was by himself in an island in the end zone. There wasn't another jersey within 10 yards of him, and he just stood there and waited for the ball to fall into his lap. But again, Landon Collins, big game, you know, huge pick six, which actually turns out to be the difference in the game, so that the Giants could win the game, because, as I said, the offense was just useless. But again, the defensive line doing pretty well, getting some pressure on the quarterback, a sack. Not great on the run again, though. They're getting gashed on those edges like crazy again because it's still happening. Someone needs to sit down the defensive ends. Olivier Vernon and Pierre-Paul. When you guys are on the field, you cannot crash the line. You have to play, you know, the solid fundamentals. Straight down. Drive the play back into the pile. Let your linebackers and your defensive linemen do their job and shut it down. When you crash the line, you leave a crease, you leave a seam on the outside, and you are asking a corner who is more than likely well outside of the play to try to break, to shed a block and make a tackle in the flat, in an open flat by himself. On some of the on running backs who can tend to be pretty shifty in open space. That's what they're, you know, meant for. That's how they got the job of being a running back. So I leave that up to Spagnuolo, and not just him. This has been going on for years, and for some reason, for all the tape these people claim to study, they're not actually looking at the tape. I mean, when on the few occasions when Vernon and Pierre-Paul actually played with the played the fundamentals, they caused the sacks, they caused the hurry-ups, they caused, you know, the mistakes and the errors on the Rams offense, because they were containing the play to the middle of the field in the gut of the defense. But I digress. Now the Giants are moving into their bye week. They come back to face the Eagles. I'm not going to bother with any kind of predictions this week. I'll save that for a gut check later on in the week. Because it's only a small portion, it's not a big deal. However, now I need to address the elephant in the room. Josh Brown. The Giants needed to get rid of Josh Brown after everything that has gone on. People are complaining that they believe that the Mara family did not do so fast enough. Well, honestly, there are certain things that that an owner of a team, certain hoops they must jump through, things of that nature, in these situations. I actually would lay more blame at Roger Goodell. According to Roger Goodell, the NFL's policy on domestic violence of any kind is a mandatory minimum 6-game suspension. They gave Josh Brown 1. Now, admittedly, Josh Brown claims he never physically hit his wife. Well, I don't care. You're a douchebag. That's strong words, I understand. You're a douchebag. There's no two ways about it. To get to the point, especially, where the police are involved, you brought someone to the point where they felt so threatened or so in so much of a panic that the cops had to be involved, you are a piece of human waste. I do not in any way, shape, or form, though, blame the Giants or the Mara family because, and people are going to disagree with this, Josh Brown has been lying about this from almost the word go. He claimed that there was no letter detailing what had been going on. He lied. It was released. He claimed everything, you know, that anything that had been needed to be said was already said. He lied. More stuff came from the police, you know, later on as they closed the investigation. Now, is he being charged with anything? No. There wasn't enough evidence of anything to charge him with anything. Doesn't matter. The guy's a piece of crap. And the Giants did the right thing. There's no two ways about this. The Giants played this right. People keep saying, oh, well, you know, the prestige. You know, the Giants were always a classy organization. They still are. What you saw was a douchebag who lied to his coaches, lied to the organization, lied to the NFL. And when it finally started to come out, it was still a rumor at the time. There were claims of reports, but nothing had been confirmed either one way or the other. But what did the Giants do? The first thing they did was say, Josh Brown, you stay home. And they went and signed another kicker. And he sat home for the Rams game because it dropped just, you know, the Thursday before the Rams game. The Giants scrambled, found a kicker, went to London, won the game, came home. Right as they're getting home, pretty much, it hits the fan. And more information comes out. The last of the investigation is released. And what's the first thing the Giants do? They let go. They basically fired Josh Brown right off the bat. Now, did they do it in some spectacular fashion? Did they immediately attack Josh Brown? Nope. Because they are classy. Because the Mara family does not do, they don't do drama. They are just calm, rational, logical people. And so what did they do? They waited until they had all of the evidence in hand before they made a decision. When that evidence came down, they made their decision and it was the right one. But you see, unfortunately, in this day and age of instant gratification, of instant outrage, and even sometimes manufactured outrage, people automatically assume, oh, well, he's been accused of this. We have to absolutely act right now. Fire him. He needs to be thrown out of the NFL forever. Except that when we see this in other instances, after a few weeks, sometimes even up to almost a year, we find out in some of these cases where that's not the case. Case in point, Duke Lacrosse. Case in point, Virginia Tech. Excuse me, I don't think it was Virginia Tech. But the Virginia rape case that was rolling through Rolling Stone. These are instances where accusations were made. And yet, nothing ever came of it because it was not true. But what did we have? We had people rioting over them. Screaming, how dare you let these guys still play for that lacrosse team? How dare you do all this? How dare you not expel them from Duke based on an accusation? And then what did we find out about 2 months later? The whole thing had been made up. So it makes far more sense to wait until all the information is in. That's why I'm saying right now, Josh Brown is a douchebag. We have that information now. All of the information has come to light. Josh Brown is a douchebag. He is out of the Giants. I guarantee he's out of the NFL. You still have Ray Rice, who's training and what have you as we speak, pretending that he's going to be coming back to an NFL team. That's a vague possibility. If a team finds itself in absolute dire straits, you know, they have no running back whatsoever, and they absolutely need a running back. But I don't see that happening. It's a plausibility. It's not likely. Josh Brown is 37 years old. He is done. He is done. No team is going to touch that man with a 10-foot pole, and rightfully so. But you know what? It needed to be fleshed out first. All of the information needed to be released first. Then you make your decision. You do not jump to hasty conclusions. What would have happened had the Giants immediately fired Josh Brown right away, kicked him out, broke his contract, get out? And then now with this police report, we find out that the whole thing was fabricated. It never actually happened. Well, now the Giants organization looks like a bunch of douchebags. Now the Giants organization doesn't look classy anymore. Doesn't look like it has any integrity anymore. As it stands right now, the Giants did the right thing. They maintained their integrity. They maintained that classy stature. Why? Because they did this the right way. They waited for all the information to come in. They didn't jump to conclusions. They didn't jump based on emotions. They let the facts come out and then made their decisions. They made the right decision after the facts were released. Just because in this one instance, it would have been okay, I guess. I don't want to say okay, but it would have been the same outcome had they decided to pull the trigger on getting rid of him earlier. As opposed to now, just because the outcome would have been the same, doesn't mean that that's the way you go about it. So anyway, I'm going to let that one go from there. Like I said, Josh Brown is out. He will never be employed by an NFL team again, as far as I know. Again, I think the only way for something like that to happen would be a team finds itself in such an awkward place where they have no other options and no other choices, but that seems far-fetched. I think most teams would use their punter instead to be their place kicker and have their quarterback, placeholder or something before they pick up Josh Brown. So I don't think that's even going to be an issue. So I will do a gut check a little later this week with my NFL picks for this week. Going to take next week off with the bye for Giants talk. I mean, this is the bye week after all, so shouldn't be much coming on. I'll toss out a gut check if any big news beyond what obviously just happened comes down. But until then, everybody, have a good week.